Welcome back to Coffee and Crime with Izzy and Colette. So,
we just recorded Izzy's episode about Jerry Brudos.
Yes, and now it's Colette's turn.
So, she gets to listen to me ramble for, like, an hour.
Yeah, and so do you.
Yeah, what a treat.
Yeah, so...
this is the first one where we actually don't know who each other's doing, because I told you I was doing H.H. Holmes, and you told me
you'd... keep it a secret. Yeah, and no, I told and you.
Yeah, I actually managed it once. Yeah. Are you proud?
So, I'm very proud.
Okay, so, drum roll, please, for me.
On here.
I already did it. Too late. Stop trying to join in. So I'm doing The Zodiac Killer.
Yay! Oh my god. I'm so glad you're doing this, because when they were, you know, they kept saying, oh, I hope this isn't ruining it for you. When they kept saying...
it definitely is, but keep going.
Ted Cruz.
Yep. Is sorry. It's okay.
When they kept saying he was the Zodiac Killer, I didn't know who slash what that was.
Okay,
but
well,
I did not have the effort to look it up, so I just accepted it.
No, you will be informed.
I will know what I'm doing this time.
Okay, so exciting. This is probably my favourite Unsolved. Just throwing that out there.
Okay, cool.
So, a little bit of sort of just general information.
Yeah.
He murdered at least 5 people between 1968 and 1969 in...
same years
as,
just saying, same years as Jerry Brudos, exactly.
They are the same person, surprise.
Maybe they're buddies.
Maybe.
Ooh.
Wow, that is crazy. Wow. I didn't even think that's about that when you did it. So that was in Northern California. And he's most famous for sending letters to the police that were written using various coding systems, which is saying, after we finish recording, I think we should try and crack some codes.
Sounds like a fun time. I actually love code
exactly.
And like problem solving, so I'm ready for this.
Yeah, so there's a movie about it which is literally just called Zodiac.
Yeah.
Which stars my fave, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh,
I'm so
for
disappointed
I should have guessed
you didn't
it. No, I don't like him.
How dare you not like him? He is literally my favourite actor. So he plays...
I don't not like him. Sorry.
Okay.
More Fine. Conversation on the important things. No, carry on.
So he plays Robert Graysmith, who sort of I go into later, but he basically wrote 2 books because he thought he discovered who Zodiac was. I also think he discovered it, but I'm biased because Jake Gyllenhaal.
wow. Is this film on Netflix?
No. I think I have the DVD. I bought it off Amazon for like 2p because it's not a popular... Yeah, and there's a massive chunk missing, so...
Oh,
and don't buy it cheap. Yeah, it is really cheap though. And it stars Robert Downey Jr. and Mark Ruffalo. And I'm sorry, I do not like Mark Ruffalo.
Really?
His voice is... I just can't hear what he's saying.
I don't mind him. I can't remember what else he's in. Very unimportant.
The Hulk is what
really?
He's... Yeah. That's... Okay.
I don't think I've watched that.
No, me neither, but I just know that is him. And also it's got a tiny minor role, which I thought I would make an extra addition for. Someone from How to Get Away with Murder, which is my favourite show.
To me. I was getting excited.
And it's directed by David Fincher, who, another connection to yours, directed Mindhunter.
Wow.
What crazy connections we've got. The same years and the same show.
Yeah.
So... the letters were sent from newspapers from 1969 to 1974, and no one was ever arrested. Annoying.
Ooh.
And the case is still open, actually. So just before April 2004, they marked it as inactive. But then they reopened it in March 2008, which I don't actually... couldn't find anything saying sort of why it was reopened, but clearly something must have happened.
Mm.
Intriguing.
That is intriguing.
I want to be part of the police departments
should we
there.
Crack this whole
yeah, we should
thing.
Do
definitely
the whole case.
Gonna do it.
So the killings are believed to have begun in December 1968 and ended in October 1969, and only one letter has ever been solved. So we got to do the other ones.
I mean, clearly, we're definitely the right people to do this.
You have to have
0% experience.
No, it was cracked by 2 teachers. They were just reading the newspaper one day.
They probably knew something.
No, they knew codes, yeah. That's because he doesn't just use one code, he uses loads of codes. Because,
oh, so you have to actually know real codes.
Yeah, there's a funny bit in the movie where Jake Gyllenhaal comes into a restaurant with Robert Downey Jr. and he throws down a pile of books and Robert Downey Jr. is like, where have you been? And he's like, the library. And they're all on different kinds of codes. And he becomes obsessed with it.
Wow. Okay, yeah. Do we have the time / effort?
Yes.
Definitely.
So some of the victims, well, all of the victims I'm going to be talking about.
Yeah.
He claimed he killed 37 people, or he had killed 37 people.
What, in this letter? Or?
In one of his letters. Yeah. So not all of the letters are coded. So he sends the codes with a letter, if that makes sense.
Right, yeah.
It'll make more sense later. But it's believed he actually only killed five.
Oh.
That's a five. It's believed he killed five with two survivors.
Okay, yeah. Two survivors as well.
Yeah, that is crazy. Wow. One of the survivors. Ridiculous. So, the first known victim is the 20th of December, 1968.
Yeah.
David Arthur Faraday, who was 17, and his 16-year-old girlfriend, Betty Lou Jensen, was shot to death. It says near their car. I thought it was in their car. In the movie, they're in their car.
They might have dramatised it in the film, though.
Oh, wait, no, yeah, because in the film, I think they're the couple that were on a date, and they're, like, in a car together. But anyway, they were shot to death near their car on Lake Herman Road near Vallejo, California.
Yeah.
I actually looked up how you say things. Is Vallejo? Are you proud of me?
Good plan, yeah.
Yeah, because last time it was a mess. And then on the 4th of July, 1969, which is national holiday, same as H.H. Holmes, he was the 5th of July. Wow. Everyone loves holidays.
Yeah, Brudos with his Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it is weird. A man with a flashlight walks towards a car containing 22-year-old wife and mother Darlene Ferrin and Mike McGow, who was 19.
Yeah.
And the man pointed a 9mm pistol and fired through the passenger window. They weren't actually a couple, so they were just friends.
Mm.
And they were shot in Blue Rock Springs Park in Vallejo as well. And the police department received a telephone call saying, "I want to report a murder. If you go 1 mile east on Columbus Parkway, you will find kids in a brown car. They were shot with a 9mm lugger. I also killed those kids last year. Goodbye."
Oh my god.
Yeah, this wire is so good. McGow, which is the man, survived.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. And Ferrin was pronounced dead as soon as she got to the hospital.
Oh god, yeah.
And then the next one is September 27th, 1969, in Lake Berryessa, Napa County, which was Brian Calvin Hartnell, who's 20, and Cecilia Ann Shepherd, who were both stabbed, so he's changing it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. This is, a huge part of the movie. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Basically, he tied them up with clothesline, but this sort of showed that he was pre-planning, because the clothesline was already cut up before he tied them up.
Yeah.
And he got the boy to tie up the girl. Yeah, that's what's horrible. And he was pretending he was there to rob them.
Yeah.
But he wasn't, obviously, there to rob them. But the reason they knew he was there is because they were basically, in the movie, they were sat having a picnic, I don't know if they were, but the woman saw a man stood behind a tree watching them and points him out, and then, and then he has a gun and just walks towards him. That is terrifying.
The thing I think is the worst about, you know, if you were in a situation where you might be getting murdered.
Yeah.
Obviously the dying. But, I mean, when you see them from a distance, you don't, like, know what they're going to do.
Exactly.
And it's just so scary because they're not even in front of you. Like, this is kind of digressing, but in an episode of Black Mirror, when there's a guy... No, I won't tell you the secrets or what it's from, but when the guy is, you know, who he thinks is going to kill him, basically, when he's upstairs, it's so much, more freaky than when he's face to face with him, because he can just hear sounds and it's like, what is it? Yeah. But then when he's face to face, you know, I won't spoil it, so regardless of whether he dies or not, it just kind of takes away that so much.
So this is a second survivor, Hartnell, which is a man, survived, it either said 7 or 8, there were like different things, stab wounds, and they were all in his back, because basically, so the man tied the woman up. While he was having a conversation, he was trying to chat to the Zodiac.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, to... because he thought he was being robbed, and then, you know, you have all the information.
Yeah.
And so he tied his girlfriend up, and then the Zodiac came and complained that he hadn't tied it up tight enough, so redid it, and then Hartnell, which is a man, then got tied up by the Zodiac, and then they both lay on their stomachs, and he just whips out a knife and just starts... and they're, like, screaming in the
As
movies.
In, one at a time?
Or yeah, the woman first.
Oh, no, that's worse!
Yeah. But then the man pretends to be dead, and the Zodiac leaves, so he has eight stab wounds.
Oh, so it works.
Yeah. And Shepherd, which was a woman, died. So the Zodiac originally pretended he was only robbing them at gunpoint, and then Brian tied Cecilia up, and while he was, like, chatting to the Zodiac said he had shot two guards escaping from prison, and then Hartnell kept saying, oh, which prison? Like, you're so tough. Wow, that's so cool. And basically was trying to pretend that...
How would that work, though?
I don't know. It did somehow. And he said it was in Deer Lodge Prison in Montana.
Yeah. Oh, so is that, like, a hint?
Yeah, I know, but then...
Or a prank fake.
Yeah, I don't know really about that, because obviously they haven't found out who it was, so they can't actually validate whether he was ever in prison there. And then after he pretended to be dead, the Zodiac left and wrote a note on his on their car that said, like, Vallejo, the date, the coordinates of where he'd killed them, what he killed them with, and then his symbol, and his symbol is a circle with, like, a cross through it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll sort of get into that later.
Yeah.
And then he drove and then called the police, reporting the murder. And then by the time the police tracked it, the caller had gone, because it was from a payphone.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, how frustrating. And when this happened, he was wearing a dark hood with a white crossed circle on, and he actually had sunglasses over the hood. And I have a diagram, or not a diagram, a drawing of what they believe he looked like. There you go.
Oh,
that
that's
is
freaky.
Terrifying. No. If you just Google Zodiac, it comes up really quickly. But I originally...
It reminds me almost of, like, KKK.
But for ages, I didn't understand why he was wearing sunglasses.
Mm.
But obviously, so he can still see, and people can't see even his eye colour.
Yeah.
So... Mm-hmm. And then his final known victim is Paul Stein, who was a taxi driver who was 29. And he picked up the Zodiac, and the Zodiac was in the back seat, and he was shot in Presidio Heights. And it was initially assumed to be a robbery, so all the neighbours thought it was a robbery, like an armed robbery. But then the Zodiac sent a letter claiming it was him.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I find it strange that only one of the murders is stabbed, because that's a lot more personal, and he had a gun and he didn't use it.
Oh, yeah.
So there is actually a theory that it was, like, a copycat. Because that's a thing that some people do. So, the murders of Robert Domingos and Linda Edwards in 1963 near Santa Barbara might have been him as well. Mm-hmm. And also the stabbing of Sherry Jo Bates in Riverside in 1966. So then, this is like kind of an attempted murder. So, March 22nd, 1970, Kathleen Johns was driving from San Bernardino to Petaluma. Also, she was with her 10-year-old daughter, and she was 7 months pregnant.
Yeah.
And the car behind contained the Zodiac, but obviously she didn't know that.
Yeah.
And he began honking his horn and flashing his headlights. So she pulled over, and he told her that her back right wheel was wobbling and looked loose, so he offered to tighten her lug nuts.
Oh, nice of him.
Yep. Except no. So apparently he tightened them, and she drove off, and the wheel fell off. This is literally terrifying. No, I know. So he stopped again.
Oh, what a crazy, like, orchestration of this whole thing.
Exactly. So he stopped again, and obviously she accepted his offer for help and got in his car with her 10-year-old daughter, because he would. And apparently he told her he was going to murder her and then throw her daughter out after her. I know. Yeah. So...
I think that makes you just feel awful if you've put your daughter in the position as well.
Yeah, because it's not...
And
also she's
yourself,
pregnant. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's pregnant as well. Wow. But, like, I'm not saying it's her fault, because obviously you couldn't know, but you might, you know, you could feel like you've put yourself...
Yeah, in that situation.
In that situation, and your child. Anyway.
So he drove for 90 minutes with them in the car, and she... Because he said he would drive her to the local service station.
Yeah.
But then he drove for 90 minutes, and she was like, we've driven past quite a few service stations. And he stopped at... It said an intersection, basically a crossroads.
Yeah.
And she jumped out of the car because it had stopped. Yeah, I know. Badass.
With her child?
Yeah. And they hid in a field. And some reports... So apparently one police report says that they hid in like a ditch, which is what happens in the movie. And he gets out of his car with a flashlight. Yeah. And looks for them. Yeah. And then he drove off. But then reports say he just stayed in the car. So he survived. And she was actually one of the main witnesses because she was the only person that spent like extended
time
with like 90 minutes.
He played around too much.
Yeah. What an idiot. So...
Except not what an idiot because he's actually clearly very smart.
Yeah. Description of his physical appearance. So McGow, who was the guy that got stabbed, described him as between 26 and 30... Between 195 and 200 pounds, which I would have no idea how much someone weighed.
No.
Or even someone's height. I don't think I would be able to just guess. Five.
You think relative to yourself, though.
Yeah, true. 5'8", a white male with short, light brown, curly hair. So I feel like that's quite good because 5'8" is quite short for a man.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, the... And he's quite, he weighs quite
a
lot, like a lot more than average. Yeah. Well, not a lot more than average, but a bit more than average. And witnesses to Stein, who was a taxi driver, murder, said he was 35 to 45, while another said he was 25 to 30. So that's quite different.
Gosh, yeah.
Both said he was a white male, 5'8" or 9".
Yeah.
But this is so annoying. The radio dispatcher who drove there had been told the Zodiac was black, so he drove past him. He remembers driving past a 5'8" white male with brown curly hair, and he drove past him because he was looking for a black man. 3 minutes after the murder. Yeah. Oh my god, I know. It was so frustrating. But no one knows, like, who, how someone mixed up the white and, like, who messed that. I know. So his letters were sent to the Vallejo Times Herald, San Francisco Chronicle, and San Francisco Examiner. The first one was on August 1st, 1969, and he stated that the letters must be printed on the first page or he would cruise around all weekend killing lone people in the night, then move on to kill again until I end up with a dozen people over the weekend.
God.
So each newspaper had a third of the letter, so it was like a cipher, so it was all in code. And the Chronicle published first, asking the Zodiac to prove he had written the other two, then they would publish them.
Okay.
But the threats never materialised, even though the whole cipher wasn't published. He never killed anyone that weekend. And the other parts were eventually published to try and get people to crack it. So, on the 7th of August 1969, the Zodiac responded with details only the killer and the police would know, beginning the letter with, "Dear Editor, this is the Zodiac speaking," which was the first time he used his name as the Zodiac.
Yeah.
And then on the 8th of August, which is the day after, Donald and Betty Hardin cracked the 408-symbol cryptogram, which is one of his longest cryptograms, which was published in the newspaper, and this is horrible. So, this is what the cryptogram said. There was so many spelling mistakes in this. I like killing people because it is so much fun. It is more fun than killing wild game in the forest, because man is the most dangerous animal of all. To kill something gives me the most thrilling experience. It is even better than getting your rocks off with a girl. The best part of it is that when I die, I'll be reborn in paradise, which was spelt with a C, paradise.
Oh.
I'll be reborn in paradise, and those I have killed will become my slaves. I will not give you my name because you will try to slow down or stop my collecting of slaves for my afterlife.
I mean, how did he figure that?
I know.
That he's going to get rewarded.
Well, also, how did they crack that code? Because no one talks like that. And there were so many spelling mistakes.
I was just going to say, do you think he put spelling mistakes to throw people off?
Yeah, because obviously...
Because how do you do a code if the code's not even right?
Yeah, exactly.
That must mess it up ridiculous. So bad.
Yeah, because you would be like, oh, that should be, like, paradise. You would be like, oh, maybe that says paradise. But then you'd be like,
But no, this code must be wrong because it doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
work,
but also
it?
It's not even one code. He used like
a
whole alphabet of different codes, and one of the codes he uses is a code called Zodiac.
Oh, fancy. Yeah. I picture him as just thinking he is like the tits. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
he thinks he is.
Well, clearly, that's quite arrogant. Like, I'm going to get these slaves.
Yeah.
I mean, who wants slaves anyway? That's kind of horrible.
Yeah, but, in the afterlife.
Yeah, but he thinks he's going to be rewarded with them as well. But just the fact that he's, like, evading, like, being caught.
Yeah, he's taunting them, which is one of the things, one of the suspects. But at the end of the letter, it was EBEORIETEMETHHPITI, which is unsolved. They don't, like, they translated it using the system that was in the rest of the letter.
Did he do his own extra code for that?
Yeah, I guess. Because no one knows
when
what
that means. When you started saying, like, about the spelling mistakes before you read out the letter, I was like, maybe they didn't really crack the code and that's why it doesn't make sense. And I was like, obviously they did. How would they get this whole passage slightly mistaken? So
yeah.
They get something else about killing, like what?
And then later on he sent a letter containing part of Paul Stein, the taxi driver's shirt, which was bloodstained.
Oh, body part.
No, oh God.
Still horrible.
Because the reason they thought it was a robbery is because... Basically, the witnesses saw, after he shot him, he went into the front seat, like the driver's seat, mm-hmm. and leant in and took something, and he actually took part of his shirt.
Oh, I see.
But they thought he was robbing him.
Yeah.
So, he sent a letter containing part of the shirt that he'd taken, and in the same letter, he threatened to kill school children, saying, "Just shoot out the front tire and then pick off the kiddies as they come bouncing out."
That's horrible.
He's so...
What a mess.
Like, the way he talks doesn't sound like actual sentences. Or, like, obviously it makes sense, but I've never met anyone that uses...
Oh, no, wait, is this in his normal uncoded letters?
Though? Yeah.
Because I was just thinking it would obviously make it harder to crack a code.
No, this is just when he's just... Yeah. So, on October the 20th, 1969, at 2 p.m, Zodiac, supposedly Zodiac, I don't think this was Zodiac.
Okay.
Called Oakland PD demanding either F. Lee Bailey or Melvin Belly, who were lawyers, should speak to him whilst on AM San Francisco, which was a TV show. And someone called and said their name was Sam. Or in the film, there's like a huge thing. They have their lines open and someone calls and he's like crying and they're like, "Are you okay? God. Are you..." And he's like, "I've done bad things," and there's like a whole thing.
That's well freaked.
But I didn't think it was Zodiac, because they were like, "We'll help you," because he wanted their help. And then they organised a meeting that he didn't show up to, but they traced the call, and it was someone in a mental hospital.
Ooh, that's...
They think it was basically someone... Not the letter, they think the letter was from the Zodiac.
Yeah.
But when the lines were open, they told people not to call, because they didn't want... the Zodiac not to be able to get through because talking to someone. So they think that's what happened, which is really frustrating. Because that's basically now twice where they could have
got him.
So on November 8th, 1969, a 340-character cipher, which is still uncoded, received 340-character cipher, and none of the... So quite a few people think they've solved it, but none of the solutions are definitive.
Okay.
So there's, like, several interpretations of it. Yeah. On the 9th of November, the same year, there was a 7-page letter stating two policemen had spoken to him 3 minutes after he shot Stein as a witness. So because they were looking for a black man, they spoke to him and they were like, "Oh, so did you see any weird activity?" It was him. Supposedly, that's what he says.
But they would have... Wouldn't they have cast their minds back and been like, "These are the people I spoke to," and could have got like a picture drawn up?
Yeah, they did. That's one of the... Yeah. Or they didn't get a picture drawn up, but apparently they identified someone. But I don't think it was him. I don't think I actually wrote anything about him. Oops.
Yeah.
But this 7-page letter was published in the Chronicle on the 12th of November. On December 20th, 1969, Zodiac mailed the lawyer Melvin Belli some of Stein's shirt and asked for help.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zodiac then sent greeting cards to the police over the next few months, threatening to blow up a police station after a similar event which he said wasn't him.
Yeah.
So each letter was signed with his symbol, which again is like that circle with the cross.
Yeah.
Followed by the number of slaves in his paradise. I know.
Wow.
So then they had no letters for nearly 3 years until January 29th, 1974, which said The Exorcist, like the movie, The Exorcist, was the best satirical comedy that I have ever seen. It's not a comedy.
He sounds like he's trying to be crazy, like...
Yeah.
You're like, well, oh, I'm wild, like, I find this funny. Do you know what I mean?
But that letter ended saying, me equals 37, San Francisco PD equals 0, which is where they think he claimed he killed 37 people, because it's me equals 37. So, the case and the suspect. They investigated 2,500 suspects, estimated.
Wow.
Not all of them were fully investigated.
But looked into.
Yeah. And some ridiculous theories is that he was the Unabomber Ted Kaczynski.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Yeah, I know. But sorry, what? I don't understand. Or he was Charles Manson.
Right. Yep. A reach.
Or Ted Cruz.
Brudos is our own personal theory.
Ted Cruz. Yeah, Ted Cruz is just, obviously, that was a joke. Yeah. It's just because he looks like the sketch. But he wasn't even born when they were happening, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or he moved to Scotland and did some more killings and then became happy and stopped.
Really?
Yeah, that's the dumbest.
Sorry if that's a theory and you're listening. Seems like a likely situation.
So the main suspect is Arthur Lee Allen, which is so frustrating. Yeah. So the San Francisco Chronicle cartoonist Robert Graysmith, aka Jake Gyllenhaal, wrote two books, Zodiac and Zodiac Unmasked, stating that Arthur Lee Allen was the most likely suspect.
So you agree with this, do you?
Yeah, this is the guy I think it is. So he had been interviewed early on, as there were several search warrants for him over a 20-year period.
Yeah.
So in April 1968, after Sherry Jo Bates, which is the one that they think might have been him, but it's not proven it was him, was murdered, there were three more letters. And Alan had the same typewriter.
Ooh.
Yeah, and it was a Royal typewriter, but it was like a really specific, it wasn't just the same brand, it was the same, not the same typewriter, but the same style of typewriter, so they can't match if it was the exact typewriter.
But specific.
Yeah.
Quite specific. Can I just ask, is this guy still alive?
No, that's the bummery part, yeah. And also, apparently his sister said that when he was in high school, he was left-handed, but he got taught to write with his right hand. And the writing that the Zodiac has is kind of untidy and would make sense if you had forced yourself to learn the other way. Which could be why the handwriting analysis, the Zodiac letters don't match Arthur Lee Allen's handwriting, but it might be because he was ambidextrous, So some believe on these Sherry Jo Bates.
Maybe he planned it ahead.
Yeah.
And learned himself. Well,
when he was
taught
in.
Himself. Maybe he'd always wanted, this was his passion.
So, also in these letters, at the end, it's some people think it's a Z, and some think it says 32.
Ah, okay.
And at the time of the letters, Alan was 32, and he lived on 32 Fresno Street.
But...
And in 1970, he wrote a 32-character cipher.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know, there's a... Yeah. But I feel like that's a bit...
That's not really evidence, is it? That's
just a little bit of a theory. So, Toski, that's how I'm going to say it, the lead detective, stated that the evidence turned out to be negative because it was mostly circumstantial.
Mm-hmm.
So on October 6th, 1969, Alan was interviewed by Vallejo Police Department.
Yeah.
And apparently he was scuba diving in the vicinity of the lake where Hartnell and Shepard were stabbed on the day of the attack.
Lake? Is that normal?
Scuba diving on lake? Scuba diving lakes. I mean,
anyway, weird coincidence. Yeah, anyway. Exactly. I was just thinking, is that...
And surely, if you had been scuba diving in that lake, I know you wouldn't necessarily, because you're underwater, you might not hear the murders, but when you came up, surely you would call the police and report it. But then I guess if you're the other side of the lake, but anyway, weird coincidence. And in 1971, Alan's friend Donald Shaney told police that Alan had desires to kill people, made people call him Zodiac.
Right, well.
I think this might be him. And had secured a torch to a gun, which would be, you know, the woman that got out of the car. He used a torch attached to a gun to look for her, supposedly. The conversation apparently happened before the 1st of January 1969, and apparently he told him about a book he wanted to write. So this was a hypothetical. He didn't say that he wanted to do this, but he said, I want to write a book where the main character is like this.
Okay.
He wanted to kill people. He wanted to kill couples at random, taunt the police, use the Zodiac watch symbol, the brand Zodiac, wear makeup, find women by pretending they had loose tires. I'm sorry.
That's very coincidental. Yes.
That's my biggest fear, though. Not my biggest fear, but I'm going to be having a conversation, and then there'll be, like, a murderer, and they'll be like, Pat said something similar.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, because if it's not him, then that's just a really unfortunate...
Well...
Yeah. So he was other than honourably discharged from the US Navy in 1958 and got fired as an elementary school teacher in March 1968 after sexual misconduct allegations.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. And while he was imprisoned for these sexual misconduct allegations, no Zodiac letters were received. Yeah.
Wow.
And a footprint at Lake Berryessa, which was where he was scuba diving and where the couple were stabbed, a footprint had military style boots, and he used to be in the Navy. Yeah.
That's not so strong, but that still, you know, goes with the whole thing.
I think with the other stuff.
Yeah.
And people that knew him said he was okay, like he wasn't a great person, but he was just a bit... decent was my description. But he had an obsession with young children and hated women. There's a surprise.
Great.
As with all serial killers, or not all, because some hate men, but in September 1972, they got a search warrant for Alan, but they went to his trailer instead of his house, and they found nothing in his trailer. I know. And he was arrested in 1974 for sexual acts against a 12-year-old boy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, which is when there were no letters received. Yeah. He pled guilty and was imprisoned for 2 years.
Wow.
Well, for God's sake. Well, I meant it's longer than Jerry Brudo's was. So
whatever,
when they,
it's always too short.
Yeah. They interviewed him again, and he said when he was younger he'd read The Most Dangerous Game, which left a lasting impression. And if you remember, he said hunting humans, he kept saying it was a game.
Oh.
And The Most Dangerous Game is a book about someone that hunts humans, not animals, because animals are too easy.
Well,
and in his letter, he said how...
Exactly
it's
that.
The most... Yeah.
Yeah.
And he would intentionally... His friends said he... acquaintances. Mm-hmm. Said he would intentionally spell words wrong because he thought it was funny.
This is, like, huge... It's not even a coincidence anymore. This is just... Oh, can I'm on your side with this one.
They got another search warrant in February 1991. And 2 days after he died in 1992, they got another search warrant. And apparently someone he knew said on the day of the Lake Berryessa attack where he was scuba diving, he came home covered in blood with a bloody knife.
What?
Which
that's...
he said was from killing a chicken, but you don't get that much
he went
blood.
Scuba diving, killed a chicken, was in the vicinity of someone getting murdered. That's natural.
And in his house, they found dead squirrels in a freezer, sexual things, and reading material.
What does sexual things mean? That's not that weird, is it?
No, I think it's just, like, stuff. I don't think that was weird.
Stuff. Okay.
Yeah. one of the letters from Zodiac was typed with an elite type royal typewriter, which was a typewriter I mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Which was found at his residence. He wore a Zodiac brand watch, which I think is such a coincidence. If it's like Rolex or a really famous brand,
yeah,
that's less weird.
Is Zodiac, not famous? Never heard of it, but
exactly. Clearly. I've never heard yeah. of it. So he that lived in Vallejo and was very close to where one of the victims lived and where a killing occurred.
So like less than 10 minutes. Yeah. Who was it?
Using DNA evidence, which they got from the back of a stamp.
Okay.
Yep.
What, a licked one?
Yeah. He wasn't... It didn't match him.
Oh.
However, it might have been a fake letter, like, not from the Zodiac. Oh. And apparently he used to like other people licking his stamps for him.
Just what?
But, so, he might not have even licked the stamp. It could have been...
It could like be, other people licking his stamps?
Well, I don't know.
What's to like about that?
No, well, he didn't like it.
As in he just didn't like licking his own?
Yeah.
Oh. I was thinking, is that a specific thing?
But handwriting expert Lloyd Cunningham said none of his writing even came close to the Zodiac.
Hmm.
Yeah. But he had problems with alcohol abuse and depression, which apparently got worse around his birthday and Christmas time. And the Lake Herman Road murder, which was the first one, was on December 20th, between his... birthday on the 18th of December and Christmas, so maybe he was feeling extra depressed, so was yeah. drinking more alcohol. And apparently he used to sit doing in his car fun. In the middle of nowhere and just drink alcohol with guns in his car, so you
how
know
fun
I know. And apparently he was friends with a waitress in a nearby pancake restaurant, and it is believed this was Darlene Ferrin. Mm-hmm. And his dad died on Darlene's birthday, March 17th, okay. which could have triggered him.
Yeah.
Is the exact words I've written.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why he killed her. And McGow, who was the one at Lake Berryessa, picked him out of a lineup like 30 years later. And
right.
In the movie, I don't know if this is real life, but he seemed really shaken up. Like he literally, they start putting pictures down and he just points his finger at it really fast and starts like...
Gosh,
crying,
yeah,
kind
yeah, yeah.
of, but also kind of out of happiness, like they finally found him.
Yeah, also, you think.
But this was another reason they don't think it was him. He doesn't look like the sketch. But he is quite overweight, so that would match, like, him being... Wait, I have a picture of him.
Yeah.
This is him.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And this is the sketch.
That's close.
It is.
If they bulk out his face... No, if they bulked out his face a bit, though. I can never see... I saw something the other day, I can't remember what it was, but they were like... And he looked like so much like the sketch, you know, that they
yeah.
got him. And I couldn't
that's
see it.
That's his letters. That's the cipher.
Whoa. God, that's confusing.
Yeah.
That's
and
a
then
proper pain.
These are the victims. They're all really
oh,
young.
Yeah.
So, yes, yeah, so that's the end of him. But he died of a heart attack in 2004. I believe,
yeah.
And in the movie at least, they were on the way to his house for another interrogation and they find him dead.
Oh no,
I know.
So
I literally, oh, I'm so angry. So, another suspect is Jack Tarrance, which there's barely no, I do not think it was him at all.
Yeah,
his grandson, Dennis Kaufman,
okay,
claimed this in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
Because he found a hood similar to the Zodiac's.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like, if you were like, I want to be on TV, what could I do? Make that hood, hide it in my granddad's house.
That's a bit harsh, but it was his granddad dead.
Yeah. Yeah, after he died, apparently he was cleaning out the house and found it.
I see.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like he was going to get him in trouble?
No. DNA evidence was inconclusive, and police believed it was just for media attention.
God, imagine doing that.
I know.
For that.
So the final suspect I've written about is Earl Van Best Jr.
Yeah.
So Gary Stewart wrote a book called The Most Dangerous Animal of All.
Yeah.
Which explored the possibility his father Earl was a Zodiac.
Ooh.
Many Amazon reviews, professional,
yeah.
and critics believe he successfully solved the mystery.
Ooh.
Yeah, but I feel like Amazon reviews...
No, yeah, that's
I feel
but
like...
it also says well
book critics.
Yes. Oh, yeah, okay.
I feel like if you read a book, you're going to think yeah. that because you
it'll
read
be
the
persuasive
book.
Yeah.
So the DNA evidence that San Francisco PD have is mm-hmm. only partial because it's from the stamp. Which means it can't find the murderer, it can only discount people. So, yeah. But it costs so much that they only do it if there's a lot of evidence, like Arthur Lee Allen they did. So they've never actually tested Earl's DNA because it would waste money and could encourage more time wasters. Because then more
That's a
people...
shame, isn't
I know.
It?
There is very little evidence supporting Earl as a Zodiac. So when he was 28, he married 14-year-old Judy Chandler. I like how you were complaining about 17
she was
and
too
22.
Young, but...
14 and 28. And he was subsequently arrested for statutory rape because
clearly,
she's 14,
obviously.
Yes. And Chandler, so the woman, escaped with their son Gary. And when Gary...
Have a son.
I know, which is the guy writing this book.
Oh god, I'm an
dad.
Idiot. Yeah.
But when Gary grew up, he realised his father looked similar to the sketch of the Zodiac. And I have a picture of him here. That's him.
Oh, he's more similar, I see.
That's a Zodiac.
Yeah, he's...
I'm sorry.
His mouth.
They look... yeah, it's like downturned. They look...
Can I see the note? Mm-hmm. I see that.
So, Paul Avery, who is the writer at the Chronicle, played by Robert Downey Jr., had written articles about the relationship between Earl and this 14-year-old, known as the ice cream romance, because they met in an ice cream parlour.
Lovely, yeah.
And apparently Gary Stewart, who's the son, who's writing this book, believes his father was very annoyed, which is why he sent Avery a Halloween card threatening him containing a piece of another piece of this shirt. So Paul Avery did get a bit of his shirt, but from the Zodiac.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh.
So this guy thinks his dad did it because he had a grudge.
Yeah.
He claims that Earl's name is in the ciphers. However, this relies on the fact that Zodiac even included his name in the ciphers. Because apparently he in one of his letters, he said, if you crack these, you'll know who I am.
Ooh.
That's why I want to crack them. So... he found best, the word best, is in nearly every one of the ciphers, apparently. But I feel like if you're, I feel like it's too clutching at straws. Like
yeah.
You could find, reaching. You're like finding words that you want to find.
Yeah, I see, yeah.
And one of the ciphers was 13 characters, and Earl Van Best is 13 characters. I'm sorry,
oh,
that
no,
is the dumbest.
Too much.
Yeah. Apparently the fingerprints for both Zodiac and Best have a scar on them, which Stewart believes proved they were the same person. But so many people probably have scars, but they lifted the fingerprint from the taxi where Paul Stein was murdered. But it might not have even been his thumb, because how many people climb in taxis?
Oh gosh, yeah.
So it's probably not even the Zodiac.
I think I can see that you don't want it to be this one.
And apparently Best was friends with Satanist Anton Levy. And apparently members of the Church of Satan had once suspected another member of being the Zodiac, but they never actually said who they thought it was. They just said, oh, I think one of our members is Zodiac.
Yeah.
But
that's not really...
Yeah, and he was friends with someone that was, like, the leader of the Church of Satan. But I feel like that's too reachy as well.
Yeah.
And... there's no evidence Zodiac was ever in a cult.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So the final bit of evidence is Best was also linked to Bobby Beausoleil, who was linked to the Charles Manson family. Well,
mm-hmm.
not family, but...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Know what you mean?
And then Ted Cruz. But I feel like what it was is most people believe the first three were Zodiac, and then it was a copycat,
mm-hmm.
which is, I think it was a copycat. But I can't remember, I couldn't find any information about it, but I swear I read this like 2 years ago. Someone got arrested and got like 6 months imprisonment because he kept sending fake letters claiming he was a Zodiac, and they spent so many resources on him.
Oh, I see. I was thinking, how can you get in trouble for that? But that's why. Got it.
So, personally, I think Arthur Lee Allen was the killer. And I find it incredibly frustrating that it's unsolved because you can't solve it now because he's dead. But Robert Graysmith became obsessed with the case, which led to his divorce
because
he was determined to crack the ciphers. But I think this was dramatised in the movie. He's at home and he gets a phone call, which is basically just some heavy breathing on the end, and then they slam the phone down.
No, I
don't think that's real, but... Yeah, I got most of my information from biography.com, Wikipedia, and Zodiac Killer Facts, which had basically all of the information on. So yeah,
nice.
Who do you think?
I definitely would have to agree with you. That's the most actual evidence.
Yeah, but then none of it is real. But basically they discounted him because of the handwriting.
Yeah.
And the DNA.
I suppose there's ways to get around that, but then you can't just say that, like... You could have got around it. That doesn't really count.
Even if it wasn't him, he's still a bit of a terrible person. Well, he molested children.
Yeah, but he's not a killer.
No, but I
thought it was a child. Not saying it's good.
Two children. Children at his school, and then child.
I was just thinking of the 12-year-old.
I definitely think it was him. Yeah,
seems most likely. So we basically solved the case here today. Yeah. So.
Do you want to give a teaser for your next one, or do you not know yet?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I would give you a teaser, but I have not made my mind up.
Makes sense.
So it will be, here's my teaser, it's a complete surprise, not only to you, but to me. So.
Well, what a good teaser.
So, yeah.
Come back next week for that exciting story.
Okay. Exciting. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we hope you're enjoying so far. And we will see you next week.
Bye.